Hello everyone and welcome to the Lone Conspirators Podcast. This show is dedicated to the mysterious and intriguing, governmental conspiracies, the paranormal, UFOs, and anything and everything unexplainable. Today's episode features a little bit of everything. We're going to be talking about teleportation, possession, UFOs, and more. Hello again, I'm your host, Matthew Whitnabell. Normally this is the part where I would introduce my co-host and fellow lone conspirator, Andrew Mann, but he was unable to make it for the show. Regardless, I will be here until I die, so let's get right to it. Apparently, we are growing closer and closer to the future predicted in Star Trek. In an article from LifeScience.com, scientists at the Joint Quantum Institute at the University of Maryland have managed to successfully teleport information across separate atoms about a yard apart. They report that information teleported from atom to atom can be recovered perfectly about 9 out of 10 times, and they feel confident that they can even improve upon that number. The rest of the article goes into great detail about quantum mechanics and the role of quantum mechanics in computers, etc. But to sum up the article, I'm going to quote directly from it. Teleportation works because of a remarkable quantum phenomenon called entanglement, which only occurs on the atomic and subatomic scale. Once two objects are put in an entangled state, their properties are inextricably entwined. Although those properties are inherently unknowable until a measurement is made, measuring either one of the objects instantly determines the characteristics of the other, no matter how far apart they are. So the researchers set up an experiment with entangled atoms that they could measure and use to teleport information. This is interesting. You always see movies or TV shows taking place in the future and wonder about the amazing technology that they have. But this leads me to wonder about a couple of questions in particular. Are we developing technology to try and match the vision of the future that we ourselves have created? Or would we have naturally tried to develop teleportation on our own without Star Trek planting the idea in our heads? Humans are naturally curious, so who knows? I'll leave that for you guys to ponder about. The next article I want to talk about is a high school girl and her alleged possession. The article comes from 10news.com and it's about a Mississippi high school girl named LaShondra Clayton who allegedly became possessed during class. It was reported that she began speaking in tongues and making predictions for her classmates, including when they would die. Apparently, some students became emotional or upset at these predictions, and understandably so, and left the class crying. A fellow classmate thought that Clanton had become possessed by an evil spirit and brought a Bible to school to have a devotional with other concerned students. But this is what gets me about the whole thing. It didn't just happen one day for an hour or so. This went on for 3 days. 3 days! What is going on in that school? But let me backtrack for a moment. I'm going to quote the girl in question talking about her possession, straight from the article. "Some believe, some don't. They say it was the devil. But the devil only tells lies. Everything I said was the truth. I didn't cuss anyone out. If it was a demon, I would have tore that school up. I would have thrown desks and everything. I didn't say no cuss words at all." Why is it that a possession would take place in someone who can't even speak proper English? "I didn't say no cuss words at all?" Of course. Clanton's mother believes that God was speaking through her daughter. I believe that Clanton was probably bored at school or ignored and she made the whole thing up. It's not hard to find information about people on the internet or even by eavesdropping. I mean, she could have found out secrets that way. And as far as for speaking in tongues, that's a whole different issue. As someone who used to be deeply religious, I think speaking in tongues is simply gibberish. My mom used to speak in tongues all the time. If it is something tied so deeply to spiritual possession, wouldn't that mean my mom was possessed? Wait a minute. No, but seriously, I'm not sure of the merit on this one. Maybe she was possessed. Maybe she wasn't. I'd love to hear what you guys think about this. Shoot me an email at loneconspirators@gmail.com. The next article comes to us from telegraph.co.uk and talks about how the Royal Air Force was ordered to shoot down UFOs. Nick Pope, the former head of the Ministry of Defense's UFO project, claims that pilots have been firing on unidentified objects unsuccessfully since the 1980s. Pope says, "There was a faction in the Ministry of Defense who said we want to shoot down a UFO and that will resolve the issue one way or another. We know of cases where the order has been given to shoot down, with little effect to the UFO." Pope goes on to claim that the Royal Air Force only tried to engage the mysterious objects when they thought they were a threat. This is interesting because pilots from all different countries and different militaries have been coming forward these past couple of years and making claims about UFOs, it seemingly all the time. What makes Pope's claim seem to have credibility is the Ministry of Defense's refusal to comment. Normally, when someone like Mr. Pope makes claims to have been involved with UFOs, the organization that he's potentially exposing comes forward stating that the person making the claims is mistaken or an idiot or something of that nature. Normally, there's a cover-up or an attempt to discredit the individual. The fact that the MOD hasn't tried to discredit Pope's claims makes me a bit suspicious. Actions speak louder than words, and their inaction speaks volumes. The conspiracy theorist in me is thinking that Pope may be telling the truth. What about you guys? What do you think? Sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. The next article also comes from thetelegraph.co.uk, and it's about what people are calling the immortal jellyfish. I kid you not. The jellyfish in question is the Ceratopsis nitricula. The TN can revert back to its juvenile state after it mates, thus prolonging its life indefinitely. Marine biologists say that numbers of jellyfish are rising astronomically because they don't have to die. The jellyfish have their origins in the Caribbean, but are now spread throughout the world. Ceratopsis nitricula is the only known animal that can revert completely back to its juvenile state. It accomplishes this feat through a process of cell development known as transdifferentiation. Scientists believe that this cycle can be repeated indefinitely, making it, in essence, immortal. Most members of the jellyfish family die after mating, which makes it unusual that the TN can do what it does. If scientists study this creature enough, could they develop a way to reverse this aging process? Is this the fountain of youth talked about in Tales of Yesteryear? Maybe, maybe not. Only time will tell what becomes of this unique discovery.
Thank you.
close this episode, we're going to be taking a look at an article from BannerGraphic.com that details the Hoosier State Paranormal Group's examination of a book at DePoe Library. The name of the book is The Poems of Ossian, the Son of Fingal, by Governor James Whitcomb. It was donated to the university in the early 1800s and has been kept locked away in the Archives and Special Collections area. The only way to do this ghost story justice is to quote directly from the article. So here it goes. For years, a story has circulated about a boy who borrowed this book from the library in the 1800s. He became so engrossed reading it that when the library closed, he snuck the book out of the library and took it to his room. It was after midnight when he finished reading and turned out the lights. Later, he awoke with a sense of not being alone. When his eyes became adjusted to the darkness, he saw a spectral finger pointing accusingly. Then he heard a voice speaking, "Who stole Ossian?" A bony hand reached toward the boy, who swore he felt a finger touch his cheek. The boy returned the book first thing in the morning, telling the librarian he'd been visited by the ghost of Governor Whitcomb, and promised he'd never take another restricted book out of the library. The Hoosier State Paranormal Group had 1 hour after the library closed to set up their equipment to try and record any paranormal activity. They spoke to the governor in an attempt to capture any electronic voice phenomena, or EVPs. For the uninformed of you out there, an EVP is any anomalous voices or other sounds, often purported to be of paranormal origin, heard on electronic audio recordings, but not by people at the location at the time of the recording. In other words, if these guys heard something on the tape, that wasn't them. Well, as it turns out, the group managed to capture not one, but two EVPs from their one-hour visit. The EVPs are reported to be saying, "I've been dead," in response to the question posed, "Where are you, Mr. Governor?" And the other saying, "I'll be back," apparently paying homage to the Terminator. Just kidding. Anyway, the article says that the two EVPs were available to listen to on the group's website, HoosierStateParanormal.com, but when I went to check it out, there was not anything there. I'm using Firefox, and I have QuickTime installed, but still nothing to click or listen to. Kind of frustrating if you're trying to judge the validity of something. I'm sure they probably did that on purpose. The evidence is on the website. Too bad it doesn't work. Anyway, that's going to do it for this first episode of the Lone Conspirators podcast. If you want to discuss anything you heard on the show, go to www.myspace.com/theloneconspirators or send an email to loneconspirators@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. There we were again. It was a weekly event. Don't you know anyone is cool enough to get our weekly needs met? Does your friend have a friend? And if so, can we get one second just to ask him? Promise not to tell. Won't you buy us some beer? We'll give you $20 extra to swear to keep your name clear. We have a party to attend. Won't you please buy us some beer? We'll give you $20 extra to swear to keep your name clear.